This imposing building had a brief and unsuccessful career as a flour mill. The convicts procured the raw materials and provided the labour to build it. They quarried the sandstone, made the bricks, forged the iron, and sawed the timber. Let's keep walking. When the settlement got word that the convict station on Norfolk Island was closing and its prisoners were being sent to Port Arthur, it was decided to convert this building into a penitentiary. The most rebellious prisoners were housed in separate cells on the lower two levels. Authorities did not want their villainy to contaminate the less hardened. Regular convicts shared the dormitory above, where surveillance was slightly more relaxed. When the author Marcus Clarke visited Port Arthur to research the conditions of the convicts for a novel, he noted,
"The dormitory was like nothing so much as the tween decks of some huge ship. The bunks were railed off, and the convicts lay with their heads to the ship's side. Lamps were kept burning all night, and a watchman patrolled the space between the berths."
After visiting the settlement in 1839, the French captain Laplace found all his preconceived notions of prisons and prisoners turned upside down when he accompanied the commandant to the prisoners' barracks.
"I found myself in the midst of these criminals and was able to consider them individually. The horror which I had first felt for them began gradually to give way to a sort of commiseration. I had expected to see creatures as revolting physically as they were morally. I had been expecting villains with an air of cowardly fear or an expression of cynical effrontery. I found none of this. I saw, on the contrary, prisoners decently dressed in woolen clothing in a good state of repair, white shirts, and carefully polished shoes."
Rain, hail, or shine, every man who wasn't listed as sick or injured was expected to work during the day. Every morning and every evening, they were mustered on the parade ground in front of this building. Prayers would be read, and the roll called. Oppressive as it was, the penitentiary was also a place of education. Classes were held each night in the dining room, and prisoners were taught to read and write. Catholics were free to attend Mass in the penitentiary's Catholic chapel, and any prisoner with a margin of literacy was free to borrow books from the well-stocked library.